Welcome to another episode of From the Vault, the weekly radio series presented by the Pacifica Radio Archives. I'm Brian DeShazer. Radio drama is on the verge of becoming nothing but a nostalgic memory in the U.S. collective conscience. Today, we will honor the art of radio drama by presenting a new production of one of the most famous plays written directly for radio. This production was created in 2003 for the Pacifica Radio Archives. Director Eric Bauersfeld introduces the radio play.
In this performance, we have the very great pleasure to present Miss Shirley Knight as Mrs. Stevenson. Hear now Miss Shirley Knight in Sorry, Wrong Number.
Something must be wrong.
Your call, please.
Operator, I've been dialing Murray Hill 4-0098 now for the last 3/4 of an hour, and the line is always busy, but I don't see how it could be busy that long. Will you try it for me, please?
Murray Hill 4-0098, one moment, please.
Oh, I don't see how it could be busy all this time. It's my husband's office. He's working late tonight, and I'm all alone here in the house. My health is very poor, and I've been feeling so nervous all day.
Ringing Murray Hill 4-0098.
Oh, it's ringing. Hello.
Hello.
Is Mr. Stevenson there?
Yes, sir. This is George speaking. We've heard from our client.
Hello?
Because the coast is clear for tonight.
Who's this?
Yes, sir. Where are you now?
In a phone booth. Don't worry. Everything's okay.
What number am I calling?
Okay.
Please?
You know the address.
Hello?
At 11 o'clock, the private patrolman goes around to the bar on 2nd Avenue for a beer.
What number am I calling,
Be
please?
Be sure that all the lights downstairs are out.
Who's
there
this?
There's only one light visible from the street.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
At 11:15, a subway train crosses the bridge. It makes a noise in case her window is open and she should scream.
Scream?
Make it quick. As little blood as possible.
Hello.
Our client does not want to make herself alone.
What number is this, please?
Oh, okay, I understand. Knife okay, sir?
Yes, a knife will be okay.
Who is this?
And remember, remove the rings and bracelets and jewelry in the bureau drawer. Our client wants it to look like a simple robbery.
Oh!
Don't worry. Everything's okay. I never make mistakes.
How awful! How unspeakably awful!
Your call, please.
Operator, I've just been cut off.
I'm sorry, madam. What number were you calling?
Well, it was supposed to be Murray Hill 4-0098, but it wasn't. Some wires must have been crossed. I was cut into a wrong number, and I've just heard the most dreadful thing. Something about a murder. And, operator, you simply have to retrace that call at once.
I beg your pardon, madam. How may I help you?
Well, I know it was a wrong number, and I had no business listening, but these two men... They were cold-blooded fiends, and they were going to murder somebody, some poor innocent woman who was all alone, in a house near a bridge, and we've got to stop them. We've got
to. What number were you calling, madam?
Well, that doesn't matter. This was a wrong number, and you dialed it for me, and we've got to find out who it was immediately.
But, madam, I don't understand how...
Why are you being so stupid? Look, it was obviously a case of some little slip of the finger. I told you to try Murray Hill 4-0098 for me. You dialed it, but your finger must have slipped, and I was connected with some other number, and I could hear them, but they couldn't hear me. Now, I simply failed to see why you couldn't make that same mistake again on purpose. Why, you couldn't try to dial Murray Hill 4-0098 in the same careless sort of way.
Murray Hill 4-0098?
Yes.
I'll try to get it for you, madam.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Murray Hill 4-0098 is busy.
Operator!
Yes?
Operator!
Yes,
you didn't try to get that wrong number at all. I asked explicitly, and all you did was dial correctly.
I am sorry. What number were you calling?
Oh, can't you for once forget what number I was calling and do something? Now, I want to trace that call. It's my civic duty, it's your civic duty, to trace that call and to apprehend those dangerous killers. And if you won't...
I'll connect you with the chief operator.
Please. Oh, dear. Oh. Oh.
Chief Operator.
Oh, Chief Operator, I want you to trace a call, a telephone call, immediately. I don't know where it came from or who was making it, but it's absolutely necessary that it be tracked down, because it was about a murder that someone is planning, a terrible, cold-blooded murder of a poor, innocent woman tonight at 11:15.
I see.
Well, can you trace it for me? Can you track down those men?
It depends, madam.
Depends on what?
It depends on whether the call is still going on. If it's a live call, we can trace it on the equipment. If it's been disconnected, we can't.
Disconnected?
If the parties have stopped talking to each other.
Oh, but of course they must have stopped talking to each other by now. That was at least 5 minutes ago, and they sound like the type who would not make a long call.
Well, I can try tracing it.
Oh, thank you.
Now, may I have your name, please?
Mrs. Stevenson. Mrs. Albert Stevenson. But listen...
And your telephone number?
Plaza 4, 2295. But if you go on wasting all this time...
And what is your reason for wanting this call traced?
My reason... Well, for heaven's sake, isn't it obvious? I overhear two men. These men sounded like killers. They're planning to murder this woman at 11:15 tonight, and I thought the police ought to know.
Have you reported this to the police?
Well, no, how could I?
You're making this check into a private call, purely as a private individual?
Yes, but meanwhile...
Well, Mrs. Stevenson, I seriously doubt whether we could make this check for you at this time. Just on your say-so, as a private individual, we'd have to have something more official.
Oh, for heaven's sake! You mean to tell me I can't report a murder without getting tied up in all this red tape? Why, it's perfectly idiotic. All right, then. I will call the police.
Yes, madam. I'm sure that will be the best way.
Ridiculous! Perfectly ridiculous! Oh, thought of it. See why I have to go through all this trouble. Oh, answer the phone, for heaven's sake.
Your call, please.
The police department, please. Oh, do you have to dial? Can't you ring them directly?
Police Department, Precinct 43, Duffy speaking.
Oh, Police Department. Oh, this is Mrs. Stevenson. Mrs. Albert Smythe Stevenson of 53 North Sutton Place. I'm calling up to report a murder. Well, I mean, the murder hasn't been committed yet, but I overheard plans for it over the telephone. I overheard a wrong number that the operator gave me, and I've been trying to trace the call down myself. But everybody is so stupid. And, well, I guess in the end you are the only people who could do anything.
Yes, ma'am.
It was a perfectly definite murder. I heard their plans distinctly. Two men were talking, and they were going to murder some woman at 11:15 tonight. She lived in a house near a bridge. Are you listening to me?
Yes, ma'am.
And there was a private patrolman on the street. He was going to go around for a beer on 2nd Avenue. And there was some third man, a client, who was paying to have this poor woman murdered. They were going to take her rings and bracelets and use a knife. Oh, well, it unnerved me dreadfully. And I'm not well, and I feel so nervous.
I see. When was all this, ma'am?
About 8 minutes ago. Oh, then you can do something. You do understand.
And what is your name, ma'am?
Mrs. Stevenson. Mrs. Albert Stevenson.
And your address?
Oh, I just told you. It's 53 North Sutton Place. That's near a bridge. The Queensboro Bridge, you know. And we have a patrolman on our street. And on 2nd Avenue.
And what was that number you were calling?
Murray Hill 4, 0098. But it wasn't the number I overheard. I mean, Murray Hill 40098 is my husband's office. He's working late tonight, and I was trying to reach him to ask him to come home. I'm an invalid, you know, and it's the maid's night off, and I hate to be alone. I mean, even though he says that I'm perfectly safe as long as I have the telephone right beside my bed.
Well, we'll look into it, Mrs. Stevenson, and see if we can check it with the telephone company.
Oh, but the telephone company said they couldn't check the call if the parties had stopped talking. I've already taken care of that.
Oh, you have?
Yes, and, well, personally, I feel you ought to do something far more immediate and drastic than just check the call. And what good does that do, just checking the call, if they've stopped talking? And by the time you track it down, they'll already have committed the murder.
Well, we'll take care of it, lady. Don't worry.
Well, I'd say the whole thing calls for a search. A complete and thorough search of the whole city. I'm very near a bridge, and I'm not far from 2nd Avenue, and I know I'd feel a whole lot better if you sent around a radio car to this neighborhood at once.
And what makes you think the murder is going to be committed in your neighborhood, ma'am?
Well, I don't know. The coincidence is so horrible. 2nd Avenue, the patrolman, the bridge.
2nd Avenue is a very long street, ma'am. And do you happen to know how many bridges there are in the city of New York alone?
Yes, I know.
Not to mention Brooklyn, Staten Island, Queens, and the Bronx. And how do you know that there isn't some little house on Staten Island, on some little 2nd Avenue you've never heard about? How do you know they were even talking about New York at all?
But I heard the call on the New York dialing system.
How do you know it was the long-distance call you overheard? Tell them one of the funny things.
Oh, don't.
Look, lady, why don't you look at it this way? Supposing you hadn't broken in on that telephone call. Supposing you got your husband the way you always do. Would his murder have made any difference to you then?
Well, I suppose not, but... Oh, it's so inhuman. It's so cold-blooded.
A lot of murders are committed in this city every day, ma'am. If we could do something to stop them, we would. But a clue of this kind, it's so vague, isn't much more use to us than no clue at all.
But surely...
Unless, of course, you have some reason for thinking this call is phony and that someone may be planning to murder you.
Me? Oh, no. I hardly think so. I mean, why should anybody? I am alone all day and night. But I see no one except my maid Eloise. She's a big 200-pounder. She's too lazy to bring up my breakfast tray. But the only other person is my husband, Albert. And he's crazy about me. He adores me. He waits on me hand and foot. He scarcely left my side since I took sick 12 years ago.
Well, then, there's nothing for you to worry about, is there? And now, you'll just leave the rest of this to us.
But what will you do? It's so late. It's nearly 11 o'clock.
We'll take care of it, lady.
Will you broadcast it all over the city and send out squads and warn your radio cars to watch out, especially in suspicious neighborhoods like mine?
Lady, I said we'd take care of it. Just now, I have a couple of other matters here on my desk that require my immediate attention.
But
good night, ma'am, and thank you.
Oh, you idiot! Why did I do that? Now he'll think I'm a fool. Why doesn't Albert come home? Why doesn't he come home? Oh, please answer the phone.
Call, please.
Oh, operator. Oh, for heaven's sake. Will you ring that Murray Hill 40098 number again? I can't think what's keeping him so long.
I will try it for you. Ringing Murray Hill 40098.
Try. I don't see why he doesn't answer.
Oh, the line is busy. Shall I try again?
Oh, I can hear it. You don't have to tell me. I know it's busy. Oh, if only I could get out. If I could get out of this bed for just a little while, or if I could just lean out the window and see the street. Hello, Albert. Hello. 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 What's the matter with this phone? Hello. Albert. Hello. 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 Oh, for heaven's sake, who is this? Hello? Hello?
Your call, please.
Hello, operator. I don't know what's the matter with this telephone tonight, but it's positively driving me crazy. I've never seen such inefficient service. Now, look, I'm an invalid, and I'm very nervous, and I'm not supposed to be annoyed. But if this keeps on much longer...
What seems to be the trouble, madam?
Well, everything's wrong. The whole world could be murdered for all you people care, and now my phone keeps ringing.
Yes, madam?
Ringing and ringing and ringing every 5 seconds, and when I pick it up, there's no one there.
I am very sorry, madam. If you will hang up, I will test it for you.
I don't want you to test it for me. I want you to put through that call, whatever it is, at once.
I'm afraid that's not possible, madam.
Not possible? And why, may I ask?
The system is automatic, madam.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
If someone is trying to dial your number, there's no way to check whether the call is coming through the system or not, unless the person who is trying to reach you complains to his particular operator.
Well, of all the stupid, complicated, and meanwhile, I've got to sit here on my bed, suffering every time that phone rings, imagining everything.
I will try to check it out for you, madam.
Check it, check it. That's all anyone can do. Of all the stupid, idiotic, what's the use? I'll fix her. Oh, the impudent. How dare she speak to me like that? How dare she? Oh, why does it take so long?
Your call, please.
Young woman, I don't know your name, but there are ways of finding you out, and I'm going to report you to your superiors for the most unpardonable rudeness and insolence it's ever been my privilege to... Give me the business office at once.
You may dial that number direct.
Dial it direct? I'll do no such thing. I don't even know the number.
The number is in the directory, or you may secure it by dialing information.
Listen here, you... What's the use? What? Oh, dear. Ah! For heaven's sake, I'm going out of my mind. Hello. Hello. You stop ringing me, do you hear? Answer me. Who is this? Do you realize you're driving me crazy? Who's calling me? What are you doing it for? Stop it. Stop it. If you don't stop ringing me, I'm going to call the police. Do you hear? The police. If only Albert would come home. Oh! Let it ring. Let it go on ringing. It's a trick of some kind. I won't answer it. I won't. I won't, even if it goes on ringing all night. Oh, you ring. You go ahead. You ring. Ring, ring, ring. Now what's the matter? Why did it stop ringing? What? What time is it? Where'd I put that clock? Oh, here. Oh, it's 5 to 11. They've decided something. They're sure I'm home. They heard my voice. Answer them just now. That's why they've been ringing me. Why no one has answered me. Call the operator again. Where is she? Why doesn't she answer?
Your call, please.
Where were you just now? Why didn't you answer at once? Give me the police department.
Police department. I'm sorry, that line is busy.
Busy?
I will call you...
That's impossible. The police department can't be busy. There must be other lines available.
The line is busy. I will try to get them for you later.
No! No! I've got to speak to them now or it may be too late. I've got to talk to someone.
What number do you wish to speak to?
I don't know, but there must be someone to protect people beside the police department, a detective agency, or...
You will find agencies listed in the classified directory.
But I don't have a classified. I mean, I'm too nervous to look it up, and I don't know how to use the...
I'll connect you with information. Perhaps she will be able to help you.
No! No! You're being spiteful, aren't you? You don't care, do you, what happens to me? I could die, and you wouldn't care! Oh! Hello, you stop ringing! Do you hear me? You answer me! What do you want? Do you realize you're driving me crazy? You're driving me stark, daring crazy!
Hello?
What?
Is this Plaza 4295?
Oh, yes. Yes, this is Plaza 422955.
This is Western Union.
Oh.
I have a telegram here for Mrs. Albert Stevenson. Is there anyone there to receive the message?
I'm Mrs. Stevenson.
The telegram is as follows. Miss Albert Stevenson, 53 North Sutton Place, New York, New York. Darling, terribly sorry. Tried to get you for last hour, but line busy. Leaving for Boston at 11 p.m. tonight on urgent business. Back tomorrow afternoon. Keep happy.
No.
Love. Signed, Albert.
No, no, no.
That is all, madam. Do you wish us to deliver a copy of the message?
No, no, thank you.
Thank you, madam.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. No, no. No, it isn't true. He couldn't do it. Not when he knows that I'll be all alone. It's some trick. It's some fiendish trick. Please answer the phone. Why does it take so long?
Your call, please.
Operator, try that Murray 04-0098 number for me just once more, please.
Ringing Murray Hill 4-0098.
Hello, hello.
They do not answer.
He's gone. Oh, Albert, how could you? How could you? But I can't be alone tonight. I can't. If I'm alone one more second, I don't care what he says or what the expense is. I'm a sick woman. I'm entitled. I'm entitled.
This is information. May I help you?
I want the telephone number for Henchley Hospital.
Henchley Hospital. Do you have the address, madam?
No, it's somewhere in the 70s, though. It's a very small, private, exclusive hospital where I had my appendix out 2 years ago. Henchley. H-E-N-C.
One moment, please.
Please, could you hurry? Please, what's the time?
I do not know, madam. You may find out the time by dialing Meridian 71212.
For heaven's sake. Couldn't you? I have no time for dialing.
The number for Henchley Hospital is Butterfield 70105, madam.
Butterfield 70105, Butterfield 77105.
Henchley Hospital, good evening.
Oh, nurses registry, please.
Who was it you wished to speak to, please?
I want the nurse's registry at once. I want a trained nurse. I want to hire her immediately for the night, please.
I see. What is the nature of the case, madam?
Nerves. I'm very nervous. I need soothing and companionship. My husband is away, and
Have you been recommended to us by any doctor in particular, madam?
No, but I really don't see why all this catechizing is necessary. I want a trained nurse. I was a patient in your hospital 2 years ago, and after all, I do expect to pay this person.
We quite understand that, madam. But registered nurses are very scarce just now, and our superintendent has asked us to send people out only on cases where the physician in charge feels it's absolutely necessary.
Oh, it is. It is absolutely necessary. I'm a sick woman, and I'm very upset. Very. I am alone in this house, and I'm an invalid. And tonight, I overheard a telephone conversation that upset me dreadfully about a murder. A poor woman who was going to be murdered at 11:15 tonight. In fact, if someone doesn't come at once, I'm afraid I'll go out of my mind.
I see.
Please help.
Well, I'll speak to Miss Phillips as soon as she comes in. And what is your name, madam?
Miss Phillips, when do you expect her?
I really couldn't say, madam. She went out to supper at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock? Oh, but it's not 11 yet. Oh, my clock has stopped. I thought it was running down. What time is it?
Just 14 past 11.
What was that?
What was what, madam?
That click just now in my own telephone. As if someone had lifted the receiver off the hook of the extension phone downstairs.
I didn't hear it, madam. Now, about this request...
But I did hear it. There's someone in this house. Someone downstairs in the kitchen. And they're listening to me now. I won't pick it up. I won't let them hear me. I'll be quiet. And they'll think, but if I don't call someone now while it's still down there, there'll be no time there'll be no time. I have to call. Please answer the phone. Please.
Your call, please.
Operator, I'm in desperate trouble.
I cannot hear you, madam. Please speak louder.
I don't dare. There's someone listening. Can you hear me now?
Your call, please. What number are you calling, madam?
You've got to hear me. Please, you've got to help me. There's someone in this house. Someone who's going to murder me. And you've got to get in touch with the... There it is. He's put it down. He's put down the extension. He's coming. He's coming up the stairs. Give me the police department.
Bring in the police department.
The police department, please.
One moment, please. I can hear him.
Hurry. Oh, please. He's coming up the stairs. No.
Police Department, Precinct 43, Duffy speaking. Police Department, Duffy speaking. Police Department, anybody there? Police Department.
Sorry, wrong number.
That was Sorry, Wrong Number, written for the radio by Lucille Fletcher in 1943. You heard Miss Shirley Knight as Mrs. Stevenson and Ed Asner as Sergeant Duffy. For a complete cast list, visit our website at fromthevaultradio.org. For more information on this program, go online at fromthevaultradio.org or call us at 1-800-735-0230. Send your comments to comments@fromthevaultradio.org. This program was executive produced by the Pacifica Radio Archives and myself. I'm Brian DeShazer. Thanks for listening.